This is a guided sitting meditation practice of the mindfulness course you are doing. By playing this CD and doing this practice, remember that you are taking an active step toward improving your health and well-being. Starting by finding a comfortable place and time when you are unlikely to be interrupted by the telephone or other distractions, and making sure you are warm and comfortable. Seeing this as a time for you, a time for simply being. Focusing on no longer doing, no longer being busy, and switching to non-doing. Giving yourself the time and space to simply be. Being with whatever is in your mind and body, without trying to make things different. Letting things be just as they are. Letting you be just as you are. And just doing the practice as best you can, following my instructions if you choose to, but always doing what is best for you. Remembering that all you're doing is practicing mindfulness. Learning to be aware of the activity of your mind. And becoming more fully present in this moment, experiencing whatever is there, just as it is. So now taking your seat, either on a straight back chair or on a soft surface on the floor, with your buttocks supported by firm cushions or a low stool. If you're using a chair, if possible, having your body self-supported, away from the back of the chair, and with your feet flat on the floor. If you're sitting on the floor, it's very helpful if your knees actually touch the floor. Experiment with the height of the cushions or stool until you feel comfortably and firmly supported, and your head and neck are aligned with your back. You might want to put a small cushion or pad under one or both knees. So as you come to your cushion or chair, having a definite sense of taking your seat, with a strong sense of honoring your body and mind and the practice you're doing, sitting in a way that embodies dignity. Starting by bringing your awareness to your posture, moving your awareness to those parts of your body which are in contact with the ground, your feet or your knees touching the floor, your buttocks on the seat. Really becoming aware of the contact of your body with the solid ground, feeling the sense of your weight going down, connecting you to the earth. And then moving your attention to the base of your spine, perhaps imagining a thread running through your spine, running all the way up the spine through the neck and out of the crown of your head, and imagining the thread is suspended from the sky above you, gently allowing you to grow tall, lengthening you without any pressure or tension or striving on your part, just naturally aligned, erect, tall, uplifted. And now with that sense of groundedness from your feet and seat, and with the stable strength of your tall, uplifted back, just allowing your front, your chest, and belly to become open and softened, open to everything. Allowing your eyes to close if that is comfortable for you, or if you prefer, allowing your open eyes to gaze with a soft focus on the floor, about 4 or 5 feet in front of you. And then checking that your shoulders are relaxed, allowing them to drop without slumping, having your hands resting softly on your thighs or in your lap, and having your chin tucked in slightly. Checking that your face and jaw are relaxed. And now becoming aware of the space all around you, above your head, beside you, in front of you, and behind you. Sitting here just like a mountain, rooted, in touch with the earth. while rising tall toward the sky. In touch with the spaciousness all around you. Open to all. Having a sense of dignity and wakefulness. Having a presence here and now. Taking your seat. And now becoming aware of your breathing. Becoming aware of the sensations of the in-breath and the out-breath. And choosing where you're going to move up close to your breath. Maybe at the nostrils or the back of your throat. Feeling the cool air coming in and the warmer air going out. Or maybe coming up to your chest area. Feeling the chest expanding and falling as you breathe. Or perhaps moving all the way down to the abdomen, the belly, and following the breath there. Noticing the rising of the abdomen as air comes in, and the falling back as the breath leaves your body. So choosing where you're going to come up close to your breath. Choosing where you're most comfortable and just staying there. And as best you can, being with the very direct experience of breathing, the sensations of breathing, rather than thinking about breathing. Just letting the breath breathe itself, not changing the flow of the breath in any way. And noticing if there's a tendency for the mind to want to control or manipulate the breath in some way. And as best you can, just letting go of that tendency. Allowing the breath to be as it is. Just noticing. Becoming curious about the breath. Exploring it. Tasting the breath. Just this breath, all the way in and all the way out. Does this breath feel deep or shallow? Does this breath feel fast or slow? Each breath slightly different from every other. Noticing the quality of each breath. Its texture. Being curious. Moment by moment. Following the in-breath all the way in, and noticing that moment when it turns around to go out. Noticing that small gap between the in-breath and the out-breath. And between the out-breath and the in-breath. noticing there's nothing you need to do to make the breathing happen. All that's required of you is just being aware of the movement and sensations of the breath. Traveling in, turning around, and moving out. At some point, you will undoubtedly notice the mind has wandered away from the breath. It's no longer feeling or exploring the breath, but has wandered off, involved in a thought, a daydream, an emotion, or a sensation, a fantasy, whatever. As you become aware of this, just noticing where the mind has got to, and very gently, kindly, but firmly, bringing the mind back to the breath, back to this breath in this moment, reconnecting with the here and now, reconnecting with the sensations of breathing. It's perfectly normal for minds to wander. It's simply what they do. So not seeing this as a fault or a problem in any way, and not giving yourself a hard time when the mind wanders off, but instead just noticing where it's gone, and as best you can, without judging yourself, or your mind, or the thought, simply coming back to the breath. Not trying to keep the mind from wandering, which is impossible anyway, but with gentleness to yourself, having the firm intention to simply keep returning to the breath each time you become aware that the mind has wandered. And congratulating yourself that in that moment of noticing, you are fully awake, aware, and present. So if the mind wanders 100 times, simply coming back to the breath 100 times. And if the mind gets lost in a long, heavy thought, knowing that you can always use the breath like an anchor to bring you back, aware and present in this very moment. Now. Allowing the full cycle of your breath to be your anchor. A safe and trustworthy place, which is always with you. A place to come back to whenever the mind wanders, or whenever you experience any intense sensation or emotion. Riding the waves of the breath as they rise and fall, moment by moment. And now expanding your awareness around the physical sense of the breath to include and encompass all the sensations in the whole of your body as it sits here breathing. Keeping an awareness in the background of the movement of your breath in the chest or abdomen or wherever it is you are following it, and moving your primary focus to a sense of the body as a whole, and of the changing pattern of sensations throughout the whole body, sitting here. Perhaps having a sense of the movement of the breath throughout the body, as if the whole body were breathing. Some parts moving quite strongly and directly, others barely moving at all. Very subtle movement. So just noticing the movement of the whole body as the breath breathes. And then, still keeping an awareness of this wider sense of the body as a whole and of the breath moving in and out, and now becoming aware of more focused patterns of physical sensations in your body. Perhaps the sensation of touch and pressure or contact of the feet or knees with the floor, or of the buttocks on the chair or cushion. Or maybe sensations of warmth or coolness, tightness or looseness. The feel of the air on your skin, or any throbbing, vibrating, pulsing. Sometimes an awareness of the whole body sitting here, and sometimes specific sensations in certain parts of the body. And as best you can, holding all these sensations together with the sense of the breath and of the body as a whole, in a wider space of awareness of physical sensations, allowing the body to be as it is, as sensations arise, linger, and disappear from your awareness. Any time you notice your mind has wandered off, just noticing where it's got to and bringing it back, kindly, gently, without judgment, to the breath and a sense of your body as a whole. Recognizing that each time you notice your mind has wandered off is a fresh moment of awareness. Then, as best you can, returning to gently attending to the actual sensations throughout your body, from one moment to the next. From time to time, you may notice an intense sensation which draws your attention again and again away from your focus on the breath and the body as a whole. It may be a physical sensation like a pain, perhaps in your back or knees, or an itch, or it may be a recurring restlessness, or a thought, or an emotion. If you find your awareness repeatedly drawn to some intense sensation, then knowing you have a number of options of how you can work with this. One option is to move and readjust your body to ease the intensity, If this is what you'd like to do, then as best you can, doing it with awareness. First noticing the thinking about moving, the intention to move. Then, as you move, noticing the experience of moving and the effect this has on the discomfort or restlessness. Then settling back into attending on the breath and the body as a whole. So moving with awareness, not opting out of the practice, but folding your moving into the practice, keeping your awareness directly on your experience of moving in this moment, right here, now. Another option is not to move, but to stay still while you experiment with turning toward the discomfort, the pain, or restlessness, or emotion, or whatever it is. Not trying to change it, but as best you can, just staying with it, and gently and wisely moving your awareness up to it and exploring it. Finding where in the body the discomfort is resonating strongest. And once there, turning toward it and moving up as close to it as feels possible for you, just as we did in the mindful movement exercises. Whether it's a physical or mental discomfort, gently taking your awareness to that edge where comfort begins to be challenged, and just staying there. Not trying to push through the intensity, and not trying to escape from it. Just resting at the edge, and exploring it with gentleness. Maybe breathing into and out of the area, using your breath to carry your awareness to it, helping give it a sense of spaciousness. And on the out-breath, softening to and around it, as we did in the body scan and the mindful movement exercises. And then exploring. What precisely is the sensation? What exactly does it feel like? And where exactly is it? Does it move? Does it come and go? Is it getting stronger or receding? Is there a color or a shape to this discomfort? Not so much thinking about it as having a feeling sense of it. Noticing if there's a sense of aversion or resistance to the discomfort. Maybe a tensing or a bracing or a holding. Noticing where you feel the resistance in your body and seeing if it's possible to gently soften around and let go of the resistance and just be with the discomfort. What exactly is the discomfort if there is no resistance? As best you can, opening and softening to it all. Perhaps finding a sense of stillness, spaciousness, and acceptance, even in the midst of the intensity. just noticing as best you can, without judgment, like an explorer. Being with this discomfort and your experience of it. Not fighting it, just noticing how it is and being with it moment by moment. And if the time comes when the discomfort is no longer so compelling, coming back to awareness of your breath or of the body as a whole. Or if the discomfort doesn't subside, making your own decision as to whether to remain with the discomfort, exploring it, or whether to return to the breath. In either case, being fully present with yourself, just as you are, moment by moment, right now, non-judgmentally. And now letting the breath and the body as a whole move into the background of your awareness, and moving your attention up to your ears, up to sound and hearing. Just being aware of sounds arising, coming closer, and then fading away. Not striving to hear, but just allowing sounds to come to you, opening to whatever sounds present themselves, near sounds, far sounds, sounds in the body. Noticing the tendency of the mind to take the direct experience of a sound and add to it all sorts of stories and judgments about the sound. Liking some sounds and not others. Having a sound carry you down a long trail of associations. And if you notice this, as best you can, just noticing where your mind has gone, and coming back to the direct experience of sound as sound, arising, lingering, and then fading away. Just hearing the sound as simply and directly as you can. Becoming aware of the pitch of the sound, its tone, its volume, its intensity. The movement as sound arrives, lingers, and disappears, either abruptly or gradually. Playing with that edge between being with the direct experience of sound and thinking about sound. And also becoming aware of the spaces between sounds, of silence, the space out of which sound arises, and into which it disappears. And every time you notice that your mind has wandered into a thought or an emotion, perhaps relating to the sound, or maybe not, perhaps involved with something quite separate from the sound, then just noticing where your mind has wandered and bringing it back gently and without judgment, back to your breath, back to this moment, before again opening up to sound as sound, the direct experience of sound, as it arises in your awareness, as it passes by, and as it fades into silence. And now letting sound fade into the background of your awareness, and turning this time to thoughts and emotions, the thinking process itself. Not seeing thoughts as distractions that take us away from sound, or the body, or the breath, but now moving up close to thoughts as the objects of our awareness, opening up to noticing thoughts arising, passing by, and leaving, a bit like sounds as they arise, pass by, and disappear. You may find it helpful to imagine your mind is like the spacious blue of the sky, and thoughts are like clouds appearing in the sky. Sometimes they're thin and wispy, sometimes thick and dense, full of meaning, sometimes large and black, sometimes seeming to cover the entire sky. Whatever size and shape, each simply appears, passes by in the spacious blue of the sky, and then eventually disperses in its own time. The clouds are not the sky. The thoughts are not your mind. The spaciousness of your mind is in no way affected by the thoughts passing by, any more than the sky is affected by the clouds. Some thoughts, as clouds, are harder to just watch and relate to in the spacious sky. Some draw us into them. We get involved with them, with the content of the thought. It's like jumping into a whole new world with its own storyline and characters. And before we know it, we're completely caught up in that world. So just noticing how the mind gets caught up in the content of some thoughts, wanting to grasp and hang on to some, and repel others. And how the mind identifies so strongly with some thoughts. We see the thoughts as us. Whenever you notice that you're no longer aware of thoughts as thoughts, but had become involved in them, had begun caught up in the storyline of whatever the thoughts are, the plans, the worries, whatever. Then just remembering you can always use the breath as an anchor to bring you back to the present moment, right here and now. And when you are stable, centered, and present again, then opening up again to thoughts as thoughts. So using this time to practice just witnessing thoughts, letting each thought be as it arises, passes by, and dissolves. Playing with that edge between what it's like having the direct experience of a thought as a thought and getting caught up in the content of a thought. Just observing the natural coming and going, the natural flow of thoughts. Some thoughts come with intense emotions. Sadness, anger, fear, boredom, joy, excitement, restlessness, irritation, grief. When this happens, seeing if it's possible to allow your awareness to include the emotion, and to turn toward it, exploring it, noticing where you feel the emotion in your body. Perhaps noticing how you want to push some emotions away. Noticing the resistance. Noticing any judgments about the emotion and about yourself for having the emotion. And as best you can, softening around and gently letting go of any resistance and judgment. Moving up close to the emotion, whatever it is, and just being with it. Breathing into it, softening around it, not trying to fight it, not trying to get rid of it, but simply and gently allowing your emotion to be as it is. And noticing how, like clouds and like thoughts, the emotions arise, come into your awareness, and naturally disperse in their own time, leaving the sky-like spacious clarity of your mind untouched. So if at any time you get involved with a thought or an emotion and are carried away on it, then knowing you can just come back to the breath, back to this in-breath and this out-breath. The breath is always with you, always there to help settle and steady you, to center you, reconnecting you again and again with the here and now. Clear, open, aware. And then, when you feel steady, opening up again to the sky of your mind, and becoming aware of the natural flow of thoughts and emotions, arising, passing by, and leaving. And now letting thoughts and emotions fade into the background, and just opening up to whatever is present in your awareness. Simply allowing whatever arises to be here, now, in this moment. Experiencing how things shift, move, change, and recur within your body and mind. Opening to whatever is most predominant in each moment. In one moment, maybe it's a sound. In the next moment, perhaps a fragment of breath, or a stream of thought, or a twitch in your leg, or perhaps recurring patterns in the body, or recurring patterns in the mind. Moment to moment, just being open to whatever arises. Sound, breath, sensations, thoughts, emotions, being present to it all, flowing with the natural movement of awareness as one thing after another arises, lingers, and disappears. Neither clinging to nor rejecting anything. And being aware of the space in which all things arise, the spaciousness of your mind. Sitting in the stillness and spaciousness, allowing whatever arises to simply come and go, being present with it all, allowing it all to be just as it is, awake, aware, present with your spacious awareness, moment by moment. Remembering that your breath is always available at any time to bring you back into the present moment, to gather your mind when it feels scattered and dispersed, and to ground yourself when you feel off balance or under pressure, and to bring you back in touch with a sense of yourself as complete and whole. And now bringing your awareness back to the breath. Just coming home to the breath, breathing moment by moment, fully present with each in-breath and each out-breath. Aware, spacious, room for it all. And as we come to the end of this practice, seeing if you can bring into your daily life this sense of allowing yourself to just be as you are, fully present with your direct experience, moment by moment. Taking this sense of present, non-judgmental awareness into whatever you have to do today.